Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al, I wasn't bringing Antonio Brown's name up today, but he goes right to it. He goes, hey, you know what? Maybe they should get Antonio Brown.
And yeah. I asked you, would you sign him?
No, absolutely not. And neither would Kevin Cooney from Philly Voice at Forbes Magazine. Hmm. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm good, Angelo.
Kevin, Antonio Brown, you want him?
I think about it. I would think about it because this team needs weapons so badly.
But
I would ultimately probably decide it's not worth the risk.
All right. Well, let's talk about the precarious state of the wide receiver core right now, Kev. Kev, DeSean Jackson probably done for the year. Who do you blame first?
Well, you got to blame the player. The player's responsible for the decisions about surgery, that kind of stuff. But, Angelo, I think Howie Roseman here, I think it's time for you to get the bullhorn out on Howie.
Yeah, you're right.
Because,
he's right.
To be honest, how many general managers, the whole way this broke down deserves an explanation from the Eagles on the exact chain of events. And two, last week after the trade deadline, Howie doesn't come out and talk. How many general managers in this town, and Billy is sitting there,
yep,
would have gotten away with that, not even if you don't make a trade, of not explaining what the mindset was of the organization at the trade deadline on something like this? I mean, he overlooked the wide receiver position. He clearly went with a roster that is too old at this point. Howie's been there for the good times. Howie needs to come out now when things are a little rocky.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because Billy is here. And Billy, as I remember Billy's tenure as GM of the Sixers, you were highly available. You would come on our show whenever something was going on. Billy, why nowadays it seems like general managers are more elusive, Howie being number one? Why?
I'm not sure. My theory was I wanted to get my message out there.
Yeah.
Rather than you guys get your message out there. So
yeah,
that was my thing. Put my message out there. You can kill it or like it, but at least I got the team's message out there.
All right. I want you to know, Kevin, that after our conversation, I have in my hand the bullhorn. Because we sought Howie last week, and they said Howie has a policy that he will only speak after major moves, right? Which I think is bogus. Because he's got to answer why last week at this time he did not cover himself. There were wide receivers available. He didn't do it. He's got to be held responsible for that, doesn't he, Kev?
Exactly. And think about it, Angelo. You know, think about Matt Klentak, and I'll use Matt Klentak as an example.
Yeah.
You may not like the way Matt Klentak handles the job and everything. Matt Klentak has been out there for every kind of move at a trade deadline and everything, answering whatever, as Billy said, putting the organization's spin out there. Again, you may not like the spin, but it's out there. You know, even Sam Hinkie would communicate with reporters after trade deadlines and everything. This is just not acceptable. And when you get into a situation like this, where Jackson then comes back and then gets hurt right away,
yep,
it really makes you look like everything was so short-sighted. And all the chips were in on DeSean Jackson, which it clearly was at this point. And it's a major screw-up that may cost them the rest of their season.
Absolutely. We've ruled out Antonio Brown. Doesn't look like DeSean's coming back. What would you do?
I think they're going to have to gear the offense around the running game. I think that's just the way. I'm not sure there's any magic potion out there. Obviously, Josh Gordon may have helped with the speed threat, but they let him walk by. You know, at this point, you know, I would just gear it towards the running game, and it's going to be ugly and ineffective. I saw somebody on Twitter mention yesterday, you almost make it like things were in 2002, 2003, when you kind of leaned on Staley, Westbrook, and all those kinds of guys. You may have to do that with Howard and Sanders at this point.
You know what's interesting about that, though? I can't picture Doug making that commitment to the run because he's got a guy who is among the leaders per carry in football this year, and Jordan Howard. And I don't even sense, yeah, he got 19 carries Sunday. I'll give you that. But I don't sense the fullest commitment you can make to a guy who is, I mean, he's over 5 yards a carry. Kev, this guy is really doing it this year. And there's periods in games where you don't see him at all.
But, Angela, think about it, too.
Yep.
The team you're going to face next in the Patriots. The major weakness that was revealed against them on Sunday night was the idea that you could run the football against them.
Yep.
Okay? And everybody has talked about their defense. You're not going to throw on that secondary. You've got to run the underneath pattern stuff. And so, to me, that's where, you know, Doug may have to, in this bye week, kind of reevaluate, okay, this is my best chance of moving forward, is just running the football, especially with the schedule they have coming up beyond the Seattle game. You can run the football pretty much at will against teams like that.
You know what's interesting, though, about Doug? Doug's going to take a lot of heat for the Deshaun thing. He's taking heat for slow starts, all the other stuff. That play calling on third down in the final drive, the one that clinched the game, that was some phenomenal play calls, perfectly executed. We saw something there that is getting glossed over, and that was those were high percentage plays, Kev, and they all got big first downs, some more than 10 yards. Tell me what you thought of that drive.
I thought the drive was great. I thought the drive also was a testament to the quarterback. You know, everybody rips Carson Wentz, you know, freely, it seems like, anymore. Carson Wentz really had good field vision on that, was able to pick the right guy, able to make sure that when the play was needed, and so far I think of the fourth quarters this season, through most of the games, look, even the game against Detroit, you know, if Whiteside makes the catch, he leads another game-winning drive. He leads a game-winning drive there. Wentz right now, his numbers aren't great and everything, but given the fact that they've missed their major offensive weapon, really, which is what Jackson Jackson was supposed to be, I think he's been pretty good this year. I really do.
You know what's Rhea, I got to bring Rhea in. Rhea.
Yes?
How amazing is it? Let's just say Whiteside had held on to that ball.
Yep.
Wouldn't his whole remainder of this season be totally different?
He is Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
He's Andy Reid's Brian Finneran.
They would have used him. Yeah. The Finneran analogy is perfect. Yeah. Finneran drops the winning touchdown pass and never sees the light of play again.
Winds up in
Atlanta.
And then
is like a 12-year career excellent player. Yeah. And it looks like the same thing. You've seen these practices. Does Whiteside have anything to offer here, Kev?
I think the one thing with Whiteside is the fact that, you know, he's a tall possession receiver, okay? And the problem was they thought they had that in Alshon Jeffery. And so I think that it was easy when he didn't make that play at the goal line for Doug to kind of put him on the back burner because, you know, to be honest, he kind of was a duplicate for what they already had.
Yeah. I guess, although the guy that's the actual original, his hands have gone south on us.
Yeah.
All right, I got to move you over to the Phils for one question. I mean, there's a lot going on with them right now, but they got this cloud hanging over the organization, Odubel Herrera. He's back on the active roster. You know that team inside and out, Kev. Is he ever going to play for the Phillies again?
No.
Oh, I love how quick he answered that, Al. No chance.
None.
None. They can't bring him back. Look, they have to – the way the CBA is written, and I heard Joe mention it, the way the CBA is written, you can't outright release him after a domestic violence thing because technically it would almost be like punishing a guy twice. However, the guy hit 227 for basically a whole calendar year, okay? You can find baseball reasons. And especially now with the Phillies starting towards free agency, there's going to be a couple options out there if they want to go that way. Adam Haseley could play center field if they really get in a pinch. The Phillies can easily justify a move on baseball reasons with Odubel Herrera at this point. Yeah, and that's what's going to be fascinating as the free agency gets going. How much do they prioritize center field with the idea that Herrera has no shot of coming back?
Excellent, excellent point. Kevin, just so you understand the show, we take requests here, so I'm doing this at your behest, all right?
Yes.
Hey, Howie, we know you're in there, Howie. Come on out with your mouth moving. We want some answers. Why didn't you handle this Deshaun thing better? We need a wide receiver. Get out here now.
Again, don't have to yell into a bullhorn.
I can't help myself, Rhea. I get very emotional with the bullhorn.
I was wondering that, Rhea. I was looking like...
Kevin Cooney, you're the man. Thank you, brother.
Hey, Angelo, can you do that now to the Fox executives about Dick Stockton, please?
All right. No, I'm done with Stockton. It keeps coming back up. I'm done with Stockton. You know what, though, made me feel good? That Billy King, who is way nicer than I'll ever be, said it was bad.
It was
important to hear from Billy. But thank you, Kev. Always
no
a pleasure.
Problem,
Kevin Cooney with some insights into what's happening.
Did you ever bullhorn Billy?
You know what? I don't think so. Yeah. Billy, here's the thing with Billy. And you know, Rhea, because you booked this show all these years.
Yes.
When something was going on with these Sixers and you said, can we get Billy on? Billy came on.
Yeah.
And Billy gave you straight answers, honest answers. We didn't always agree with
them. He was mad at us sometimes.
Yeah. The bottom line was he felt it was an obligation, part of the job description, to come on and explain himself.
Yeah, and also,
it amazes me they don't.
And I also want to take pressure off the team and the coach. Because that way the coach is not always the messenger.
And I will say this, for 30 years, I don't remember any person in the front office job that was more accessible than Billy was. So much so he's working with us now. Like, could you see Joe Banner ever working here as a co-host?
Pretty sure no.
Al, I can't see that. Can you see that?
No. Bob Clark?
Bob Clark, Al? Hey, Bob, what are your thoughts on this?
To quote him,
yeah,
worst radio show I've ever heard in any country.
You know, Al, when you get international renown, that's special.
Yes.
Let's go to Matt and Allentown. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Matt, we're all a little perplexed by what happened with Deshaun. I need your take on this.
I'm very frustrated with Howie because he could have had two major profile players for a seventh-round pick.
Yep.
Michael Bennett and Josh Gordon. Why he wouldn't try to pull the trigger on any of those blows my mind, because I would actually give up the whole draft for three quality players.
You wanted to get Bennett back?
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, he really helped the Cowboys last night when he had a sack, tackle for losses, quarterback hits. They couldn't stand him. That was clear.
No, I understand, Rhea, but there comes a time where it's like the Antonio Brown argument. Comes a time where you go, can we not keep that talent
losing
here?
Him and Chris Long at the same time was
that
not
was
helpful.
Tough. At that point, they needed to get Long back.
Yeah.
Now, they are getting a little bit better with the pass rush. It's not as bad.
Yeah.
Barnett is waking up some.
So if they play them, you want to see Clowney and Gordon?
No.
You know, Al, the truth is, those are guys you really need.
Both of them,
those are guys you really need. And they didn't. Howie was, you know what it is, Matt? Howie wasn't aggressive at all this year. Not at all. And the only thing I can conclude until he actually comes out and talks is whether he had any faith in the roster, because he did not make moves to help them.
No, he didn't. And that's the problem, because right now I don't see this team getting past a first-round playoff game if they get that far.
Absolutely. I need somebody who could not get elected in the city of Philadelphia.
Easy, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly could not get elected here. That's a great one. Let me go to Will next. Hi, Will.
Hey, what's going on, morning team?
What's going on, Will? What are you feeling?
Hey, Bill, how are you? I just want to say good morning to you, sir, and I appreciate everything you did for the 76ers.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Hey, listen, Ange, let me tell you. I want to talk about this situation with Deshaun Jackson. Here's how it goes down. Everybody get ready for this. Now, when Deshaun was getting the interview, you looked at his face and you saw how he was responding. He looked like he was, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to do this to be doing this.
Yeah.
He put him back out there as a decoy. That's why he came back out. He was already hurt to begin with. Now, you remember when Donovan went down years back, right? He went down for the same injury. But because we got a speed guy who uses his legs, hey, let's get him out there. Let's mess the team up. Let's win this game because they're going to prepare for Deshaun Jackson. So the idea is get him out there. He's hurt anyway, regardless of the circumstance. He still needs to get that operation. So what they did was they confused the entire situation. Other than that, 14 points in the second half, we would have lost that game. They prepared
hold
for
on, hold on. I have to counter your argument. If you're a decoy, then this can't happen.
It is first and 10 at the Chicago 45-yard line. Deshaun Jackson out to the far side. Jeffrey to the near side, wing to the far side, Howard stays in the game. Snap, comes back to Wentz. He pumps, he looks, he fires, and it is caught over on the far side by DeSean Jackson.
All right, you can't be a decoy if they're throwing the ball to you.
Absolutely, you sure can. Here's the thing.
Here's the other thing. I'm still waiting for him to be on the ground or something. He seemed okay, and then suddenly he was gone.
Nah, look at all that popping and dancing he was doing it, and when they before they even got on the field. See, well, the idea was let's make it look like he's good to go. Now let's call it an equipment issue.
Why am I throwing the ball to him so he can get hurt?
Nah, he was already hurt to begin with. That's the other team prepared for him is what I'm saying.
Wait. He came back even though everyone knew he was still hurt.
The same way Carson Wentz came back, and everyone knew he was still hurt.
Well, are you on drugs?
I'll tell you what we need. We need Antonio Brown.
Hear me out.
No one wanted Michael Vick, right? No one wanted Michael Vick. When Donovan McNabb came back, they didn't want him either. So they wanted to get rid of them both, right? But guess what? Once Antonio Brown is on here, he's out there doing this thing, you're going to say, not even that following Monday, guess what? I'm so glad Antonio Brown is back. Just because of Big Willie from Philly, he told me he was coming and he was going to do some damage. And now we're walking down Broad Street high-fiving. I guarantee you, Antonio Brown will be downtown Antonio Brown.
Big Willie from Philly is an idiot.
I second that.
Come on, Will. No way.
You're not putting out a player no way. As a decoy.
Will, give me somebody who could not get elected in Philadelphia.
You're going to love this. You ready?
Yep.
Pete Rose.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that.
He might actually get elected here. So far, we have Chip Kelly, Chris Christie, Gabe Kapler, Orlando Scandrick, Chris Collingsworth, and Joe Buck. Who are we leaving out? Boy, there's a lot of them here. 888-729-9494. There's a couple here that will blow the field away. Nobody's gotten them yet. Jump on board. When we come back, I would be remiss if I did not take advantage of the brilliant basketball expertise of Billy Kay. We're going to talk a little Sixers. We come back, Al. They will not run the table.
No.
They lost last night in Phoenix, and I saw something that made me nervous. So we're going to talk.
Was it a jump shot?
No, that's what made me nervous. Thank you, Rhea. We'll come back and talk to Billy about the Sixers, 5-1, WIP Sports Time 817.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.